Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free to take control of these Saturday night airwaves as we are here live with you in the studio tonight. You have me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
So, protests. They're going on in a lot of different cities. Just came across this information this afternoon. The tag on Twitter right now is Millions March NYC, at least to get you some pictures of what appear to be many thousands of people in the streets, presumably of Manhattan, but lots of people in New York City, also Oakland, Boston. Apparently, there are protesters in the streets. And, you know, we actually had a call. Mark, you weren't on the show last night. You take Friday nights off, but we had a guy call in.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, sure. We had a guy call into the show last night who was complaining that, you know, we're just talking too much about the police here on Free Talk Live. And
well, you know, I think that's a valid critique. But when you're talking, when you talk about, you know, life in the United States and government growing more intrusive every day, most people will claim that this is true. Right. Like when you talk to people, the majority of people, and it's a good majority, will tell you the government is too big, too intrusive, you know, taxes too heavily, or it's too much in your bedroom, or whatever it is they'll say. They'll say it's too big and too intrusive. But who do you think enforces these laws? I'm not saying that that makes everybody who puts on a badge and carries a gun a bad person, but I think we have to look at where the rubber hits the road. Politicians just write crap down on pieces of paper.
And what I
bureaucrats pointed, move papers around.
Yeah.
Police officers are the ones who have to be used in order to enforce whatever the law is.
They are the executive branch, and that's generally what they do. Although they can use discretion, and they can, you know, choose not to enforce laws
at times. I believe it's a felony in the state of New Hampshire to ignore a felony for a police officer.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not familiar intimately with the workings of how that works. But my point about this was that I have, in periods in the past, specifically made a point of leaving out bad cop stories from Free Talk Live, simply because there are so many of them, and because we do cover them now and then here on the program.
It's nauseating.
And I don't want it to turn into Cop Block Radio. Not that Cop Block Radio is a bad show. I happen to like Cop Block Radio, and Derek J. Freeman is our Monday night co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's the host of that show. It's a weekly show, and it's a good one. And that's, you know, you get all of that from Cop Block Radio. I don't want to do that here on Free Talk Live. And you know, what I'm pointing out is this was in the past as of, like, you know, a few weeks ago. I would regularly make decisions to leave things out so we could talk about other things on Free Talk Live. But what's happened in the last few weeks with the Ferguson situation, and further worse with Eric Garner, the man who was choked to death in New York City, which is, you know, by far a better case as far as clear, obvious wrongdoing on the part of the police, video footage. There's no debate, I don't think, or not much of one, over what happened in the Garner case.
Well, it's a man who was killed for tax evasion, essentially.
Yeah. But
refusing to comply with, you know, refusing to go to jail for tax evasion.
But we don't have to worry in the Garner case as to whether or not one side's telling the truth or not. That's what we have to kind of figure out in the Ferguson case, and I still don't know what the real truth is there, because there's different witnesses saying different things, but there's no video in the Ferguson case with Mike Brown. In the Garner case, the video is very, very clear, right? So people are upset now more so than it seems like ever before. I mean, when has this happened prior to now that you can recall in recent history in the United States, this level of protest for police violence?
I wasn't around in the 60s and to see the civil rights marches or anything like that. To me, this is it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Recent history. In our adult lifetimes, Mark, you're in your early 40s. I'm in my mid-30s. And early to mid-40s and 30s. And I've never seen anything like this. So if this conversation we're having about police and accountability for their actions, and their violence and taking people's lives without any kind of punishment or any kind of consequence, these stories have been happening forever, but now it's turning into action in the streets. Now, of course, I'd like to know where the action in the streets is going to go. You know what?
Indeed.
I mean, it says here, I'm on the Millions March NYC Twitter feed, you know, looking at the pictures that are popping up of literally thousands and thousands of people in the streets. And, you know, one of the signs or one of the statements here that someone made on their tweet is history in the making. Okay, well, yes, it may be historic that there are that many people protesting police violence in one place, but what really can come out of this? What kind of changes besides cameras on police? You know, what real changes can be made here, or will anyone really propose anything significant? Will any politicians run out in front of this parade?
You don't think Barack Obama proposing the cameras on police officers and proposing to fund half of it through the federal government isn't a giant leap forward?
Well, there's been some argument about that.
There certainly has.
And I think that there's some good points being made on both sides on this debate as to whether or not police should have cameras on them. And there's some strong points against it. One of the strong points against it is that it expands the sort of 1984 panopticon police state aspect.
Yeah, but in the 1984 panopticon police state aspect, people weren't questioning the police. If these get put on police officers and then we're hearing the audio and video of police officers and what they're doing, then this is evidence. And we need to, in 2014, when you're going to bring charges against somebody, it is backwater and stupid to just say, well, I'm a officer of the law, and I saw this happen, and then the suspect did such and such.
I'm not saying...
Really? That's crazy.
I'm not saying I've been persuaded against cameras on police. I'm just saying there's a debate out there, and there's some good points being made in this discussion. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. What can these protests change into? Because, you know, protests only go so far, and as Alexander Haig, I think, is famous for saying, I think it was back in the 1980s when during the Reagan administration was...
Let
them protest so long as they pay their taxes. So what will really change out of this? The marches are happening now across the country in big cities like Boston, Oakland. In fact, there's other news about an undercover agent's provocateur being busted in Oakland this week, trying to gin up violence against private businesses.
Right.
To stir up property destruction, which I think is interesting. But let's go to your thoughts and calls.
Well, it's the property destruction that looks so silly in St. Louis.
The what?
The property destruction is what looks so silly in Ferguson.
Well, it looks terrible. I don't know what you mean by silly.
Well, it diminishes the protest's value.
Correct. Greatly. And it's interesting to show that the police were the ones in certain cases who were stirring that up.
Oakland.
Let's go to... Right, but the police are everywhere. They just got caught in Oakland, Mark. They could very well have been in Ferguson doing the very same thing. They just, you know, didn't get caught there.
It's just speculation.
It is speculation based on evidence. Based on evidence of the fact that the police have done this on multiple occasions, and that is being agent provocateur trying to stir up violence. Let's go to Aaron in Pennsylvania. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I know you guys are talking about the police and stuff, and I just wanted to present the idea of sheriffs, that some years ago, the elected official in a given area, there was one sheriff who could only deputize citizens when there was a need for them to catch somebody, I guess. And then they would be deputized for a temporary period of time, and only if they believed that what the sheriff was trying to arrest that person for was just would they do it. And you wouldn't have this idea where people are getting paid to run around and arrest or harass people.
Are you seriously suggesting that law enforcement should move to a deputization format and not have men who are on duty 24 hours a day?
I think all government functions should be voluntary, and as a form of public service, there no one's paid to do any of them. And they should only be done by people who really truly believe they need to be done and are willing to give their time freely to do it.
So are you willing to step up and create the program that you're talking about?
I think I'd be shot by local police if I were to try and go arresting the police for infringing on people's rights or anyone else, for that matter. It's not
I suppose there's a pretty good likelihood that that's the case.
I have to say that, you know, I don't oppose the idea of having professional protection agents, whether they call themselves the police or, you know, some sort of private service.
Right, I want somebody skilled.
Being paid and trained and to be on call at a moment's notice if somebody needs them. I mean, I can understand the value of having people willing to volunteer, but if you can't count on volunteers. I mean, maybe you're new to volunteering, but thank you for the call, Aaron. More coming up here at 855-450-FREE.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com. To find a store near you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Protests are happening all across the country in various different larger cities. At least that's what I've seen so far. New York City is sort of the head of all of this. It's called the Millions March NYC. It started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And pictures rolling in on the Twitter search for Millions March NYC of Brooklyn Bridge shut down by protesters. They are just, it's all protesters on Brooklyn Bridge right now. There's Oakland protests going on, Boston as well. If this is happening where you are, you're welcome to share your experiences. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got also Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username here is lrn.fm.
So I'm going to proclaim In Freedom's Cause to be the liberty gift of the season. This is an audio set. It's a CD set, two CDs, and it is incredible audio theater. You'd think it was a movie that was put on CDs, but there is no, you know, there's no movie here. It does have big name actors, however, who have been in movies. James Cosmo from Braveheart, which is kind of fortuitous since this is a story of the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, one of the greatest liberty stories in history. The Skandar Keens from Chronicles of Narnia, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, one, my favorite, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey. It's really well done. It's got its own score. This is incredible, and it's great for kids. This is why I'm calling it the Liberty Gift of the Season, because not only is it well done and kids are going to be enthralled, people are going to be enthralled. My wife and I, we enjoyed it too. It's incredible stuff. But it's wholesome entertainment, and you can get a really great deal on it right now if you go to infreedomscause.com and you use the code we have for Free Talk Live listeners, FTL, as in Free Talk Live. You can get the family four-pack. That's four gifts right there. Family four-pack for half price. It's a great offer. You're not going to find anything like it. It's the Liberty Gift of the Season. Infreedomscause.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. It's March time right now. What I mean by that is people are in the streets in New York City, Oakland, Boston, where else? I don't know. But there's a lot of pictures coming up on Twitter right now from New York. Thousands of people are in the streets. The Facebook event is Millions March NYC. It has 49,000 people saying they're attending. So, you know, how many are actually attending? I don't know. But I would say it's fair to say tens of thousands of people are in the streets in New York City right now. People are upset about the police, and it's coming to a head. What will result from this is really
impossible to say, right?
Question. Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. Speculate if you like, or bring up something different. You don't have to talk about what we bring up here on Free Talk Live. We've got Abel calling from New Hampshire via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Go, Abel.
I get in early this time. Oh, great.
It's usually a good strategy here on a Saturday night. Go ahead, sir.
There you go. Hey, listen, number one, my thoughts about the whole problem with police and the people on the streets has a whole lot more to do with, not the color of their skin of the victims, but rather the fact that they probably said no. In other words, that they didn't honor the authority of the cops at the point in time a lot of this goes down. And I think that a good portion of that is the result of what an earlier caller, or was it last night's caller, I guess. I listened through from yesterday's show. There was a guy that made a great call about all the laws that have been passed. And that, most of them have nothing to do with, really protecting people's life, liberty, and property.
Sure.
I think we all agree on that. And I say, so basically we've got that situation. We also have a situation where I think in general we have way too many police. They create all these, phantasmical needs, for law enforcement by creating these laws. Then they say, oh, well, we need more cops. We got to, we got this drug enforcement. We've got this, FinCEN. We've got, every, you know, thing that you can imagine.
Government agency has its own enforcement wing. I mean, the Department of Education has cops.
Well, and I'm sure that most people that are in law enforcement would say that, yeah, we'd have a better force if we could get rid of the bottom 10 or 20% of
more like the bottom 90%, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're claiming.
No, that's what a police trainer told us when he said that he was, you know, he trained the cops for over a decade, and when he decided he was going to quit, which was a few years ago, he told us on the air and off the air that it was his experience that only 10% of the police recruits that he was getting were good, you know, recruit quality folks. The other 90% he described as folks who were seeking badge heavy status. You know, they wanted to be able to wield their power over innocent people, or as Abel's pointing out here, have that authoritarian ability to just control people's lives and benefit from it, and maybe even use their power to actually destroy physically, to harm people, you know, that they otherwise wouldn't be able to get away with murder if you're not a cop. And the job attracts the wrong sort of person. Because of what Abel's saying.
I don't think it always attracts the wrong sort of person.
I didn't say always. 90%. That's what the police trainer had to say.
That was his claim.
You know, there has been this pattern, Mark, of continual, you know, pushing down, you know, of anybody who's interested in principled operation of you know, being a peace officer, you know, it's multi-generational. You know, people that want to sign up for the police, they're starting to like be aware of the fact that, you know, that they won't be able to go to their other brotherhood of cops and say, you know, you just beat the crap out of that kid for nothing.
Well, not only
and
that, but
I'm reporting you, and they're not letting people do that. And so people aren't even joining. And of course they're not joining.
Well, a lot of them aren't joining because, you know, they're being looked down upon by their peers. Thanks, Abel, for your call. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. There was some story recently in the headlines about, you know, police departments are having a tougher time recruiting within the last few months as a result of all this bad publicity that they've been garnering over the last couple decades.
You'd think that would mostly be the police schools, training schools, and that sort of thing would be having trouble recruiting.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was the training schools. I didn't read the story. Let's go to David. He's in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts. Good.
Hey, Mark, I love your book, too, man. I really enjoyed your book. Now, I got a couple of questions here.
Mark's books.
Which books are you referring to?
I'm sorry, not Mark. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the previous radio show that was on. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Very good. I know Mark wants to write a book, but he hasn't actually done.
No, it's a lot of work.
I'm sorry. My first question is, you know, I've watched the videos on YouTube, the Carl Millers, which is a great man, you know, and all the constitutional arguments that we have and these guys that these guys talk about. And I've called around looking for lawyers that will actually argue the law in a common law jurisdiction, and I can't find any. There's none.
Yeah, well, lawyers are sworn officers of the court, and a lawyer is essentially sworn an oath to the state to some extent, and they can only operate within certain boundaries. If you want to do unusual court techniques, you have to do it yourself.
Lawyers want to play to win, too, and it can be difficult.
Wish you the best, David. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach us in that way. You do have to send a contact request first, but once that's approved, you can easily connect with us on Skype, and you'll usually sound a lot better than if you call us on the phones. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We enjoyed, about a few days ago, last week I think it was, Sherry's Berries. It was delivered to the studio in its usual packaging, overnight shipping, fresh, delicious, juicy strawberries dipped in various different types of chocolate.
It's really white. Good. I mean, I don't want to use superlatives because it seems like I'm always using them, but good Lord, these things are delicious. They're so good.
Milk chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. These are delicious berries. The chocolate is, you know, gourmet quality. And I don't know where they get these berries from, but they've got, like, the tip-top shit.
They're always,
you know,
good.
Awesome.
You know how at the grocery
berries.
Store you go there and sometimes they're sour?
Yeah, it's hit and miss at the grocery
yeah.
store. It's always every one of these berries has been a hit for me from Sherry's Berries. Now, these make killer gifts. You can order Sherry's Berries for yourself, of course, and you are going to want some.
Yes, you should, because if you order them for a family member, you end up wanting to eat them. them all.
Yeah. But it, you know, it is the season for gift giving, and you can get a special deal from Sherry's Berries. You get freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. It's a 40% savings, but you need to use our discount code to get that special rate. The code is FTL, and you can double the berries for just $10 more. I'm going to recommend you double the berries.
Yes. Yeah.
We get the double berry order, and you want to have double the berries, especially if you're planning on sharing Sherry's Berries with anyone.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to be hard to share any amount of Sherry's Berries. You're going to want to have more than, you want to double the order.
Yeah.
So go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in FTL to get the special deals. Maybe you aren't into strawberries. I mean, maybe you're one of the 1% of the
it
world.
It could be. It's hard for me to imagine this because I think that this is the best tasting thing I get during the holiday season.
I know
season.
A guy who doesn't like strawberries.
All right.
One guy.
Okay.
For that guy, you could order some other stuff. They've got Christmas cake pops, cheesecake, and even dipped pretzels there at Sherry's Berries.
I'm sure they're good if they're made by the same folks that make these.
Berries.com. Code FTL. Again, click the microphone in the top right to get the special deals. And we go to your phone calls and thoughts. The police, people are upset about them. People are in the streets right now as we are broadcasting in New York, Boston, Oakland, probably elsewhere. There's protests. Brooklyn Bridge has been shut down by protesters, which, by the way, I don't support that. I like the idea of people getting out and doing things, protesting. I support all that. But stopping traffic, I think you then becoming a nuisance to people, and it can be hard to get your message through, even though you've got them stopped and they're obviously reading your signs. They may not be as, receptive,
yeah.
I think, in that moment. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can share your opinion. Corey is in Fort Myers. You're on Free Talk Live down in Florida. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Ian. How you guys doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
All right. Well, first off, I just want to say I really support the work you guys do. You guys are awesome. But before you took the calls, you had asked what our thoughts were on these protests and what it means for the fight against the police state. And I'm obviously, you guys hit the nail on the head where I think just protesting itself isn't necessarily going to solve the problem. But I see a parallel here with these protests and like, the Occupy movement, where it's a golden opportunity for us as voluntarists and libertarians, to get out there and engage and have the discussion, with these folks. And, explain to them, a lot of what CopBlock's doing about, their rights to film the police and just, their rights as individuals, themselves on, how to handle a situation, whether it's a stop and frisk situation or anytime they come across a police officer who's detaining somebody. And this is just a golden opportunity for us, just get out there, go to these protests, and start the conversation.
I think you're absolutely right about that. If this were happening anywhere near me, then I would be out there with cop block flyers galore, informing people of their rights and letting them know about cop block as an organization, which has grown quite a bit in its popularity over the last couple of years. You're absolutely right. There's a great opportunity, and that is what protests are good for. It's to get people who at the very least agree on one thing to come together in a, in an area physically, get off the Facebooks and get into real life and actually do something to where you can network. You can meet people who otherwise you might not have been able to encounter through your regular life. And I think that that is very important. And this is a great opportunity for people who care about freedom to get out there, because a lot of the people, at these protests are not going to, they're not going to be familiar with the ideas of liberty. They're just mad at the police. But everybody's got their wedge issue, and everybody's got, there's usually something on which a voluntarist or a libertarian-minded person will agree with people, and that's where that's what you want to do, is focus on the agreements.
Exactly. But also explain to them, too, there's a lot of talk, too, about, we need to pass legislation to make it mandatory for them to, have cameras on them at all times, which, is all fine and good. But in the end, though, change isn't going to come from a piece of legislation. It's got to come from within, through an idea, and it's going to take time. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, and that's something that we have to understand, too, or with any ideology, that you're trying to push, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight, but more importantly, though, government's not going to change it. Even if the legislation like mandatory cameras, it's all fine and good, but really it's not going to fix the problem. It has to come from within and just spread these ideas. And, it's going to take time, and that's something we have to, understand and accept, too.
Corey, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That is the number that you can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. But yeah, I agree. The cop cameras thing, I don't oppose it. I think it's, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing to have more cameras in any given police situation so we have some level of an objective record of what actually happened. But I do agree that that is just a Band-Aid, ultimately. The problem is you got to go to the source. If you want to solve the problem of police violence, you have to go to the source of it. And a lot of it is all the crazy laws, as was talked about earlier by a previous caller, is that there's so many terrible laws out there. All these malum prohibitums, as they're called. This is the Latin, essentially, to describe.
Lawyers like themselves some Latin.
It essentially describes, like, you know, prohibitions on drugs or prostitution or gambling, you know, things that some legislator has decreed that is illegal, not because it's harmful to their fellow man, because usually these things are voluntary interactions taken by adults. But, you know, they're illegal. And so the police spend time, they spend resources, they get more resources. They the whole police state with SWAT teams and Bearcats and all of that, that didn't start after the terrorism scare. That started after the war on drugs. And so it's these laws that the police are able to enforce, many of which they can directly enrich themselves through the process of asset forfeiture. It's these laws that are empowering a lot of this behavior. Now, that's not to say that if you get rid of the war on drugs, that all of a sudden, you know, the police are going to become paladins of justice and honor again.
It's sure going to. It's a giant leap forward.
But it'll help quite a bit. So, again, cutting out a lot of those bad laws would do a lot to bring more, I guess, focus on the police as far as them just doing jobs about, you know, that focus on going after real criminals who are hurting people. Boy, that would be nice to see, wouldn't it? Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Think Fish is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, good evening. And Mark, as per your request, good evening, Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You know, I've been listening, and I see all this on the news, but I have sort of a different experience. The cops that I encounter, I usually encounter, and I'm not going to say what actual city or county I live in Georgia, but, you know, I play poker with them, and I've discussed with them.
Do you play poker for money?
I plead the fifth.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just figured I'd check on that a little detail.
No, that's
so,
okay.
And that would be ironic, though.
For a fact that they've had people that they've pulled over, and they found less than an ounce of certain substances, and they're like, well, I'm not going to bother busting someone who's not going to, and they let them go on their way. And I think that's my experience with police. You know, I've never met one of these police that, you know, abuse their authority or, but I talk to people that I work with who happen to be black and I listen to their stories and their encounters with the police
are totally
so
different.
Much different.
Hang on, I'll let you continue the discussion here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You may dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin's on the rise, and to prove it to you, you can head down to the second Texas Bitcoin Conference. This time, it's going to be in downtown Austin, Texas. It was in Austin last time, but kind of on the outskirts. Now they're moving it to the Moody Theater in the heart of downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. They're even going to have a kickoff event on the 27th, so if you get there early, there'll be something to do at that time. They're hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon.
I thought that was amazing last year.
It was pretty neat, and of course, the event's going to be loaded with the best and the brightest speakers in the Bitcoin world, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin. There's been huge news this week about Bitcoin, by the way. Microsoft is now taking Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I was stunned by that.
Extraordinarily bullish, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about that, but we've just been so busy with calls. If we get a chance, we'll dig into that further. But the Texas Bitcoin Conference will prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just curious, this is the place to be. March 28th and 29th. And you can go and get registered. Get $25 off the already fairly low price for this convention by using code FREETALKLIVE. Run it all together as one word, FREETALKLIVE, at TexasBitcoinConference.com. FREETALKLIVE was there last year. We broadcast live. We'll be doing the same thing this year.
You can use coupon code FTL also.
Okay, you seemed uncertain about that previously.
No, that's confirmed. I verified it.
Okay, good to know. Coupon code FTL over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Save you $25. We'll look forward to seeing you there in late March. So let's go back to the phones and the fun here. I think we still have Thinkfish with us in Georgia. You were saying that you don't really have as much of an issue dealing with police, but when you talk to folks that you work with and that you know that are black, it's a totally different story. What else did you want to share about your experience?
Well, I don't know about there in New Hampshire, but here in Atlanta, nobody's actually from here. So all these stories that, like, the guys I work with are from different parts of the company, country, excuse me. And, like, I was talking to someone yesterday that was telling me about an experience they had in Michigan where he got pulled over in an area that, quote, he shouldn't have been in. And the cop told him, well, everything checks out. You're lucky. I mean, no one should have to deal with that sort of disrespect just because someone has authority.
Yeah, it's nice to go through the rich people neighborhood. They have the best Christmas lights.
I'm not going to tell my wife that. She'll expect me to take her.
We did just read, I think it was earlier this week, an article written by a former cop who is now working, you know, with the, I think it was like the ethics committee or something like that. Anyway, he was saying that it was his experience as a cop. He experienced the racism of his cohorts. And so this is not a, you know, it's an open secret, I think, at this point that the police, a lot of them are, I think, inherently racist. Now, where that comes from, I imagine it comes from daddy and grandpappy and then just giving those men power over others and they get to use it in the way they want. It's disturbing.
Well, police officers tend to target young males, and I suspect it's not because they hate young males. I think it's probably because, to some extent, they have the expectation that young males are going to be the ones committing crimes, and there's a certain amount of numbers behind that.
Yeah, but they seem to target young black males a whole lot more than others because a lot of cops are racist. Go ahead, Finkfish.
I've heard a lot of people, and you guys were talking about that you had a guest on previously that said if they got rid of 90%, do you think if they cut down on the amount of bad cops that, you know, that would be a way to go?
It doesn't seem to be possible. I mean, the profession attracts bad people.
I'm sure. I mean, any profession has good and bad, but I think if you weed out the bad, there's enough people out there.
If you weeded out the bad, you'd have a department with no one left. Almost hardly anyone would be remaining if you weeded out all the bad cops. And remember, in order to weed out the bad cops, you'd have to somehow have all the upper echelons not have bad cops in them in order to go about the weeding out of the cops.
I disagree with this statement entirely. I really do believe that you can fix law enforcement in this country mostly by getting rid of the war on drugs. Because the war on drugs has caused all the extra constitutional stuff that's gone on. Yep, there's no doubt. I agree with the racism issue. But a lot of this is because of police overreach. And police overreach that has been going on for decades because of the war on drugs. It's an expectation now. Police officers are supposed to be servants, and they're not serving.
Go ahead.
If you get rid of, and I agree with you about the war on drugs, but I think there's other things that, you know, the police don't need to worry about. Prostitution, that's for consensual adults. Things that don't involve, and I've heard you use this phrase, victimless crimes. Things that adults make a choice for. Now, I have no problem with drug enforcement when it involves children. That they're not, they can't make, but any reasonable adult, and even my friends that, you know, it's okay for weed, but not for heroin. Look, people are going to use heroin whether it's legal or not, and they're worried that they're going to overdose. Well, quite frankly, this might sound cold, but the gene pool needs cleaning, and people that are going to use it are going to use it.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Overdose is it's an interesting problem, but let's consider for a second that a marketplace where drugs are legal means that you're going to get drugs that aren't laced and with things nearly as often. So you're not going to have to deal with the bathtub gin of the drug world. So I suspect actually overdoses will go down rather than up. But that's not really my concern. If you want to, you know, use heroin or crack or whatever it is that you want to use, I don't really care about that. What I'm concerned with is that the illegalization drives up the cost of drugs like heroin and crack, thus making it so that somebody can't work for a living and earn enough to do it. Because you can work for a living and drink alcohol and work for a living and smoke cigarettes. You can't work for a living and do your crack and your heroin. And what that does is that
puts
me...
you can. At least you can with crack. I remember a guy who was a construction contractor, and he would kind of head up crews in the mornings. He told me he'd rather have a crackhead on his crew any day over an alcoholic, because that crackhead's going to be there at 6 a.m. He needs a fix. The alcoholic, he's just been drinking all night, and you know, he's not going to make it in.
I don't know how many crack. I don't know much about crack, but I was a $10 rock isn't going to get you very far. How many rocks?
I'm just correcting what you said, man.
Yeah, I just don't believe it.
I believe the guy. He really did work in construction.
I believe that he liked those employees. I believe they've got to do something else. And I think that something is, you know, stealing, or selling their bodies or whatever it is they have to do. Now, if they break into my house, slit my kid's throat to get my wallet, that is when the drug war comes home to me. You and your drug war out there, you're driving it home at my house, and I don't want it.
Sure.
Thanks.
I think we've veered off into talking about why the war on drugs is so bad, and there's no doubt it is bad. But ending the war on drugs isn't going to be a panacea to get rid of bad cops. Ending the war on drugs isn't going to make it so that cops stop using force on peaceful people on a regular basis and then using too much force. It'll give them fewer opportunities, I think, to do that, but it's not going to clean up the force. All of a sudden, these bad cops that are out there aren't going to turn into good cops just because you end the war on drugs. And when you've got cops who are saying things, who've said these things on our airwaves, that the corruption rises through the ranks, and that the top-end brass in the police, in many cases, are as corrupt as the lower-end guys in you know,
I believe the top have perverse incentives, and that's what causes the corruption from the beginning.
Like asset forfeiture.
The corruption comes from the top down, and I believe the average guys are generally just people who want to do, you know, either want to have a job or they're in there and they really want to do something great.
I don't know how many of them think that way, but there are those cops. Those
I think there's certainly sociopaths attracted to the line of work.
Let's talk to Mark. He's in New York, where in New York City right now, thousands of people are in the streets protesting the Millions March NYC. That's the active tag on Twitter. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, you guys bring up some great points, especially the asset forfeiture. I mean, Reason Magazine did a great article on that a couple of months back, and that has to be stopped. But the feds and the state and local police take their bounty from asset forfeiture, civil forfeiture. It's disgusting. And the good cops will never turn into scumbag cops, because they'll just be targeted as rats.
They're afraid of them.
Right, we have too many police officers. I had a good friend who I work with who's still alive. He was shot 5 times in a traffic stop in New York City by a bad cop, and I wanted to kill that cop because this kid was a good. And the New York Post, I won't give the name of it, but they made it out that he was some big black guy, 6'2", 240 pounds. He had a couple of nips, and so did the cop. He just got off duty. But let me just say this quick, because I don't want to run out of time. I applaud the protesters, but they have to protest. Governor Cuomo, the IRS, the tax man that killed this Mr. Garner. But what I really want to talk to, let me squeeze it in. Naomi Maricara wrote a book called How Liberals Put Black America Behind Bars. And to make a long story short, she talks about not only Reagan's crime bills of 86 and 88, but the greatest push to criminalize and incarcerate came under Bill Clinton, who oversaw more expansions of mandatory minimum sentence than any other president. Yes. And it goes on to say that Joe Biden said that the Democratic Party was the liberal wing for the new death penalties and enhanced penalties and more cops and more prison cells.
Yeah, Democrats have never been any more friendly towards ending the war on drugs, it seems, than Republicans. Thanks, Mark, for the call. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.